Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Top story this evening, focusing in on the proactive work that the Competition Commission has been doing in the sector of retail, in particular online retail, a sector that has gained a great deal of galvanized, I suppose, adoption and usage in South Africa, driven not only by the pandemic, which forced us, many of us, online in terms of our purchases, but thereafter the arrival of juggernauts in the online space. During the early days of the pandemic, of course, Takealot was one of the dominant players, and you might recall a number of complaining reports around the prices of masks and whether or not they were being gouged. But more fundamentally, the entry of at least three large international players in the form of Amazon, Temu and Shein have definitely brought the attention of the taxman, of generally employers in South Africa, other domestic online retailers, and certainly the Competition Commission to mind. Now, in discussions at a conference in Dubai last week at Gitex Global, we heard from the Commissioner, Doris Tepe, highlighting the multi-pronged approach that government will need to take in terms of policy to address this for consumers and manufacturers, or at the very least, retailers alike. Joining me this evening, James Hodge, is Chief Economist and Acting Deputy Commissioner at the Competition Commission. James, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. James, you know, maybe you can take us into your confidence. We've seen a little bit of action coming from the SARS, from the the South African Revenue Service, excuse me, with Commissioner Ed Kiesveta highlighting massive billions of rands of losses from a tax perspective. And we've seen initial response in that regard, a VAT to be charged on goods lower than 500 rand and the like. What other areas of policy is the Commissioner referring to in terms of the Commission's intent to level the playing field in online retail?
Well, I think one has to distinguish between those that have a presence in South Africa. So that would include Amazon now that set up distribution centers and business. And from those that are really operating from a foreign base, which is Shein and Temu. And so the Commission has already acted on those that operate in South Africa, and we issued our report last year. And our main focus, in fact, was ensuring a level playing field for sellers on these marketplaces. So your businesses that look to sell on Takealot or Amazon, because being the platform itself, there were practices which could prejudice those sellers. And so we've sought to address that, which I think has been important. And we've seen out of that initiative, such as the Takealot Township initiative to bring township businesses onto those platforms and the Amazon Shop and Zanzi initiative. With Temu and Shein, it's a different story. Because they're foreign-based, we normally use trade tools like tariffs to regulate the competition from abroad.
Right.
And that's why we've seen SARS acting. They've seen it more as a loophole being abused. And so they've sought to close that loophole. But for fair competition, I think the thinking would be that if other retailers of, say, clothing have to import clothing, they would pay the higher tariff rather than the lower tariff. But I think what this has raised is, and I think what Takealot is raising in its own press statements is that we as a country do have to have a discussion about what is the kind of digital industrialization we want. Do we want to be consumers of foreign products where the tax is offshored, the jobs are offshored, and we're just left as consumers? Or do we want to be active participants in this? In which case, it may not just be competition and tax policy or tariff policy, but it may also start to incorporate investment and industrial policy to develop the digital sector so that it employs people in South Africa and we more export our expertise and import it from abroad.
I think this is very fair. And in this answer that you've given me, we've kind of tackled two ends of the quandary. I'm going to come back to Takealot Township and Shop and Zanzi shortly, but let's talk about this, the trade motivations and incentives to which you refer, which are normally either incentivizing or obstructive of domestic development, if they are, whether or not they are taken. One might say, a free market player might say, well, then South Africa needs to figure out its own domestic industrial policy or training policy in order to be able to compete. What China is doing to South Africa is no different to what it's doing to the global market. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think there are concerns globally. We've seen action in many countries, or at least talk of action in many countries. And this raises some of the age-old trade debates, which are, you know, in a trade context, you're always trading off developing your domestic economy, and tariff is one of the important tools for that, versus low prices for consumers. And it is a trade-off, because if we have nothing locally, well, there's no jobs and no money to buy those cheap products. And so that is an important part of the discussion. And I suppose digital is just new and a little different, but it's the same. It's the same debate, more or less.
Well,
and I was just going to say, you know, I think there are concerns that this is in the trade discussion dumping. Yes. And bypassing the normal trade rules to get an advantage, an unfair advantage.
So I was going to come to the notion of whether or not you would describe this as dumping. So thank you for clarifying that. I was just going to highlight it. Yeah, I would agree with you. This seems as though it is very much the same age-old trade debate. It just happens to be that the digitization of it quickens the impact, I suppose, on the economy. And as we've seen with the likes of Superbalist already having announced, you know, the retrenchments of about 30% of its 265 staff, which might seem small in absolute, but is quite big on a relative basis. They were one of the early movers in terms of being a digital, an e-commerce provider in retail. And that first mover advantage has all but been eradicated, it would seem. And so you see the immediate impact, even with a lean team. I guess, you know, there's some of these questions that have been asked. We've seen from what Takealot is highlighting is needing Chinese retailers to lay roots in SA and hire local workers. I'm curious of the Competition Commission's view on how realistic some of those demands are. Would you think South Africa is a significant enough market to make that demand?
Well, look, I think you know, this is again part of the debate we need to have. South Africa, in at least the FOCAC discussions in China recently, was also seeking to establish itself as an entry point into Africa. And we should not forget that the African Continental Free Trade Agreement is being put into place. And digital trade is going to be one of the discussions in that debate, similarly. And so there are questions around whether also South Africa is large enough as an access point, not just for its own market. But I think what is being raised in a sense is in the digital world, where one can locate all the jobs, technology and revenue offshore, which we see, is that a world we want to live in, or do we want some of those tech companies to invest in South Africa? And I suppose Temu and Shein is one example, but one can apply that to all the big tech companies and how much are they investing and what is their presence here? Because there are jobs in tech. It doesn't only displace jobs, but if those jobs are created elsewhere, then we're in the game.
I'll leave you with a final question, it's an open-ended one, because, as you say, I think these will be questions that will continue to be answered during all of these discussions. To take us back to one of the first things you said in our interview about the differentiation between Amazon having a distribution center here and, for example, the others who are offshore. One thing I do recall about the Amazon investment is that it was coupled with a pretty strong strategic eagerness from the government. We wanted, particularly when we were starting speaking about sort of call centers, and then we were speaking about the ability to help with business operations. And Amazon at first started with the idea of having distant employees before opening the distribution centers in order to actually service the marketplace that they established last year. Do you think there is a strategic intention at a government level, because you're closer to that than the rest of us are, to build the entire value chain of online retail? Because I feel as though that's what the Temu and Shein competitive advantage area is the textile side, the cheapness of the textile side, and the breadth of that market. Is textiles back on some long-term agenda for South Africa?
Well, I think we've had a sort of textile and clothing master plan for a while that has managed to bring a lot more, I think, flexibility to re-onshoring of jobs into South Africa, and that's been a success. That's built mainly around the physical retailers, and part of the fast fashion was part of that story, that it would be more responsive rather than shipping it. And of course now Shein and Temu threaten that, but there's definitely an intent to build your digital economy. I mean, this has been raised as one of the priority areas by the president, by the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition as well. And I think what's interesting, you know, you mentioned Amazon, but Amazon started with a small, almost development office in South Africa that was integrated into its global operations. And over time, that has expanded.
Correct.
And maybe we're seeing the benefits of having a strategic presence, that it's not just in one area, but it starts to develop into many areas that does build jobs here and does build capabilities and benefits. So I think it's right to target that investment and some of those backward linkages into the real economy are also important. Mm. You know, we mentioned the initiatives to bring South African businesses, township businesses onto these platforms. Within Amazon, there's also that opportunity to get those into global marketplaces on Amazon as well. And so I think we have to look at the integrated value chain and not just think about tech as displacing jobs, but also creating jobs.
Correct. James, fascinating and definitely a conversation I'd love to continue further. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya FM and Kaya Biz. James Hodge, whose voice you've just been hearing, is the Chief Economist and Acting Deputy Commissioner at the Competition Commission.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.